Yes, please. May we have your attention? The KCIM KSIM morning meeting is now hitting your airwaves.
Stand by, everybody.
Here's your favorite radio personality, Fawn Regan, hosts.
We're on at 5.
Pick up a phone.
So what are you waiting for? Feel free to pick up that phone and call in with questions or comments. Dial 335-5512 or 1-800-TALK-960. And by the way, it's a free call from your Verizon wireless cell phone by touching *960. The KCIM KSIM morning meeting begins.
And QID.
Now.
8:41. Time to head to the live line where Holly Tripp is standing by. She, Holly E. Tripp, left behind 10 years in the corporate world as a marketing communications professional and decided to dedicate her time to the passion that had been in the back of her mind and I'm pretty sure in her heart for a long time. And she's put together an award-winning anthology about healing, hope, and the power of music in her publication, Stories and Music, Volume 1, which, Holly, is good news for everybody because that means there's another volume coming, right?
That's right. It's actually almost done. It should be out in January.
All right. So you left behind, I'm guessing, a successful career to just jump into the water of music. That had to have been scary.
It was. I've had the opportunity to continue doing some freelance work, but I really wanted to focus more on writing and editing. So this was a perfect project to combine those talents with my passion for music. So it's been a lot of fun.
Okay, so let's jump into it right away so people understand. First of all, it's Stories and Music, Volume 1. It's available pretty much everywhere, is it not?
Yeah, it's available on my website, storiesofmusic.com, and it's also on Amazon and Barnes & Noble online.
Okay, and it's an award winner, folks. This thing has won an award for being just, well, seriously awesome. So tell us about the award the book has won.
Sure, it's won a few. It's been really awesome to receive this recognition, but it won two Next Generation Indie Book Awards, one for the anthology category and another for nonfiction, and then it also won a Colorado Book Award.
Okay. And that's not easily done, folks. Think about how many books are put out every year, everywhere, and that's a pretty big deal. So congratulations, Holly.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. So why music? Is music something in your soul?
It is, and I think it is in everyone's hearts, really. It's a universal language that people are moved by all over the world, and that's what I wanted to capture in this book, were the music, the universal gifts that music is providing people. It's really changing a lot of lives, from, you know, helping people heal in various ways and also bringing people together. It does so much for people.
You know, and all you have to do is look at people who are autistic in different ways. Some of them are blind. I mean, they can't even communicate, but they can sit down at a piano and play anything they've ever heard in their entire life. So there is something about music.
There really is.
Yeah. My little grandson, my youngest grandson, is 14 months old, and he was trying to steal his brother's cereal the other morning while I was feeding him breakfast, and all of a sudden some music caught him that was on the television. He forgot about the cereal, and his little booty was shaking. I was like, oh, my God. Music is just in everyone.
Yeah, it starts early with us, doesn't it?
It really does. I was like, look at him. He's a baby, and he's going all the way up here. Okay. So how did you choose what types of music to write about, Holly?
So I wanted to really, like I said, capture that universal nature of music. So what you have in the book are representations of a variety of genres from authors and artists around the world. So you do have some stories that are about classical music. There's one about a woman who's teaching Mozart's music to prison inmates, which is a fascinating poem. Mm-hmm. And there's also a story of Heidi Swedberg, who people might know as the woman who plays George Costanza's fiance on Seinfeld.
God help her.
She is a ukulele player. And so she goes to Haiti in her story, and she is learning Haitian traditional music at an orphanage. She brings ukuleles to teach them how to play. And she learned some of their music and, in fact, recorded a song that's included in the book. But, yeah, there's a lot of different music represented. Rock and roll, there's some classic rock, some world music. It's really beautiful.
You know, and I couldn't help but think while I was reading the book, Holly, how did you find these people?
I will tell you, I feel I got really lucky, but I did put a call out for submissions through various blogs and social media that, you know, reach people around the world, that it kind of, you know, tell them about some writing opportunities, or there's photography in the book as well. So I reached out to photo contests companies that are aggregating opportunities. And I really was amazed. I got more than 1,000 submissions by, you know, really the word of mouth and also social media.
So when we tell people that there are stories of music, and it's interactive, really, because you do have scans in the books. For the older listeners, a scan is, it's like a little, how do we explain it?
QR code.
Yeah, but QR they're not going to know what that means either. Like, you know, when you buy something and it's got a sale code on it, ladies and gentlemen, you know how they scan that code to see how much it is? The computer reads that. These QR codes allow you to do that on your iPhone or on different sorts of smartphones where you can listen to the song.
Yeah, and I'll explain a little bit. It's actually much easier than it sounds, and there are also just URLs within the book that people can access just on their computer or on their phone as well, if they're more comfortable just using a simple URL. But yeah, there's a web edition. It's open, so people can kind of go test out some of the stories, but the book does have those URLs and the QR codes throughout where there are stories where there might be a video or audio component that correlates with the story. So it's really fun and interactive, like you say. It's not your average book. It's kind of a toy, as my dad says. But there are instructions in the book, too. Just so you know, people will have instructions on how to do it.
Yeah, and music touches us all in different ways. I know I could listen to the soundtrack of the Titanic repeatedly, over and over for, like, years at a time, just because I love that beautiful, haunting, almost angelic sound, but my kids are like, oh my God, turn it off, you know? I'm like, no, I love it. But it does touch us all in different ways, and I think the biggest piece of evidence was at our Christmas party last weekend. The way some of them were dancing, and I'm probably the worst dancer out there, but I have the most fun. So, you know, it touches
well,
us all.
Well, that's important.
You know, I'm just saying. So it touches us all differently. And within this book, you will see a lot of beautiful illustrations, too. Where did they come from?
So a lot of the photography was from international submissions. So you have... there's one that's really beautiful. It's a woman playing cello in a field in Indonesia, and it's absolutely captivating. And there's another of a performer in Bangladesh. And let's see, there's one of a man in Varanasi. He's a snake charmer. So it's a really fun image to see that. And there's just a lot of great photography there. And some of it is from the U.S. as well, but there were some just incredible international photographers that we're a part of this.
Yeah, I like the old posters and stuff like that, too. The old music posters from shows gone by. Those sorts of things are fun. But, folks, it is interactive. This would be a great stocking stuffer.
Absolutely. It's a perfect gift. And it's out there and available. There's still time to get it before the holidays.
I don't mean to, like, bring up the title of another book while I'm talking to you, but this is almost like the music version of Chicken Soup for the Soul. You know?
I'm so glad you say that. I really, really would like for this series to become like that. You know, it's something that I have definitely wanted to accomplish with this because it really does make people feel good.
I've written over 500 songs, and several have been published, whether they are, you know, gospel or otherwise. So this book really speaks to me in the way that you allow people this avenue, this outlet, if you will, to put their what they're thinking out there and what they've been working on.
Yeah, well, I love that. We should talk about a future volume. You can tell your story.
Oh, I don't know about all that. But, yeah, I mean, it's a beautiful thing because some of these people, I mean, not everybody gets to be discovered. Not everybody gets to get the word out there. And truly, from the bottom of your heart, if you're writing it down, you want that. You want people to hear it.
Yeah.
So
you do. And the thing that I love about this book is you have some people who, you know, do have musical careers, and you have some people who don't. There's a lot of... you know, everyday people that are part of this book, and they're not all musicians even. They're just sharing their stories about being impacted by music. So it's really, again, a very universal piece.
They're closet musicians, I call them. You know, come on out with it. We want to hear what you have. We may or may not like it, but that's part of being in the music world. I've been digging
that's
through
right.
the book while you were talking, trying to find the picture because I couldn't remember what page it's on of the snake charmer. Things in those poor countries are so colorful.
Oh, the textiles, I think, is what brings that out. You know, the textiles and the clothing that they have is so colorful and beautiful that it really does pop out in these photographs.
Yeah. So you said you had over 1,000 entries, did you say?
Yes, I did. And it was quite overwhelming. I was so thankful to have that kind of response.
Yeah, but it took forever to read them all, didn't it?
I mean, it did, but I sure had a lot of fun. People have some incredible stories.
So volume two is underway. It's coming?
It is. It'll be out January 10th.
Okay, and then I'm assuming volume three and volume four after that, because I'm sure they're going to sell well. And then do you have an age limit on people who can submit? Because, you know, there are a lot of people listening to the show right now thinking, I want to get something in that book.
You know, there isn't. I've had submissions from some very young authors or artists, and there's no limit.
Okay. And I want people to know that some of these are poems, some are songs, some are just stories.
That's right.
So
that's right. You have I kind of wanted to showcase that multifaceted aspect of music through the types of storytelling. I invited people to share their story their way, and that's what I want to do, is allow people to express how music influences them in the way that they feel is most representative of their own talents.
So why do you think it is, Holly, that a broken heart has been, I guess, the essence of some of the most popular music from all throughout time? It's always about heartbreak, isn't it?
You know, a lot of times it is, but you know, sometimes what we can't express in mere language, we can express through music. And I think that's one of the most special things about music, is that it does allow us to communicate in a way that we can't do otherwise. It's really, really wonderful.
Yeah. And I can't help but be drawn to artists who are a little bit different. I'm not talking Miley Cyrus different with the ridiculous thing or some costume of some kind to make their music popular. I like the people who don't, who can just sit there on a stool with a guitar or whatever the case may be, or an electric guitar for that case, but people who can just put some words on paper that touch my soul, those are the ones I like the most.
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah. So if people want your book, it's available everywhere, folks. And if they want to submit, Holly, or how do they do that?
So go to storiesofmusic.com, and there is a place on there for submitting a story. Now, I don't have a call for submissions open right now, but I hope to open it in, perhaps the middle of 2017.
Okay. And she's a very young, very beautiful woman, so I'm pretty sure you've got at least 50 more books in you, so they shouldn't probably worry a whole lot about being able to submit. I'm assuming there are going...
I hope there will be lots of them.
I'm thinking there will. Are they selling pretty well? I mean, they've won awards, but are they selling?
You know, they do in certain spurts. You know, whenever it's gift time, absolutely. When people, it really takes a lot of getting the word out, and that's the place I'm in right now. So I hope that they will sell better, but they're getting out there, and certainly everybody who reads it is very touched by it. So I'm very thankful for that.
Yeah, and if you're hungry for music in the way that the whole world seems to be, folks, you need to do this. I think that my favorite, and I got goosebumps looking at it again. My favorite picture in your entire book comes at the very end. I think it's 137. It's the elderly woman, I believe, holding, I think it's for Elise, with her with her hands wrapped around music. She clearly loves the song or playing the music. And it just, I don't know what it does to me, but it gives me goosebumps just looking at that picture.
It's so beautiful. What I think that captures is really somebody who has taken that song with them through their entire life, and that's what this book does. It really traces our lives with music, and that being one of the final pieces really does represent. That's something that she has been passionate about through her whole life, and it really is special. And that comes from a photographer out of the Philippines.
Yeah, and even the sheet music that she's holding is a little fragmented and a little bit crinkly and old, and you can see that they've been together a long time. It's a very touching picture.
It is. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah, I did very much. So, and even at the end, you explain a little bit about each person who submitted their music or their poem or their work, and you give them a little bit of an accolade at the end. So for each one of the people you choose, Holly, this is something their kids are going to hang on to, and their kids and their grandkids and their kids' as kids, and on through saying, look what my Nana did, you know, or whatever the case may be. So it's a pretty neat deal.
I sure hope so. I hope it stays with them. They each get a copy of the book, so it definitely gets to them.
Stories and Music. This is Volume 1, Holly E. Tripp with two P's. The foreword's by Dan Cohen. If you want to get a copy of the book, you can go to her website, which is, give them the website if you would.
storiesofmusic.com.
It's pretty simple, folks. No W's, just storiesofmusic.com. And you can read all about Holly there and the book, how to order it, the future volumes that are coming up, and maybe get yourself in one of the volumes in the future as well. Holly, thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Bye-bye. Folks, get a copy of this for the music lover in your life. I'm guaranteeing you they will love it. And they've got the QR scans in here that you can listen to many of the songs which are listed. It's really a neat deal. It's 8:56.